Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
You can sing in the choir, but not be spiritual. We're good when you find the spiritual. Not that you haven't made a mistake in your day.
Amen.
We all have done that.
Amen.
But there's something called the pawn shop.
Yes.
Now you go and redeem.
Redeem.
I think y'all hear that. The pawn shop.
Pawn shop.
Where you go back and redeem.
Give it back.
Which you have turned me. That's pretty good. Let's go to that chapter. Let's go to that scripture. Let's go to that text. Have your Bible. Father, right now we say thank you. We ask that you give power unto the word and give power unto the preached and teach word. Give power unto your people that they may receive the word. And once they receive the word, that doors can open for their lives, things that can happen for them that they could never even imagine. So, Master, we just asking that you work in the church. And therefore, the church will work out the church. And when the church can work out the church, as you work in the church, then lives can be blessed out of the church. In the name of Jesus, we say amen.
Amen.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Give a little Jesus, though. We don't move out the way. Have your Bible. Let's go back to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Whatever you're going through,
receive things that we haven't ordered.
Yes, that's right.
Have you ever just went to the diner, the local diner, and you ordered your meal of your choice, but you didn't get what you you ordered? And sometimes we are not happy about that. Because we want what we want.
That's right.
And we really want what we
can go ahead.
Some things in life we receive that we didn't order for ourselves. Some things come into our lives that we didn't ask God for. But we have to deal with coming to us. Sometimes we put it in sticky, sticky windows. Brothers and sisters, we, some of us didn't order cancer.
That's right. Say it.
But it comes to us.
That's right.
And we have to deal with diabetes. Heart problems.
Yes, sir.
Financial problems.
Yes,
come to us.
Yes.
Although we didn't order, it at all.
That's right.
And it puts us in a vicarious situation.
Yes.
And if you're not strong enough, you'll get mad with God.
Yes.
But you have to realize that when trouble comes, God is right there.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Let me try to talk to you about your prayer life.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Reverend.
Your prayer life. Most of our prayers are give. Give me a home. Give me a car. Give me this, and give me that. Most of our prayers are in the give me section. Give me, Lord, give me, give me. But I've come to understand this moment. If we just ask the Lord to lead, God, protect you, do I have some
help
in the house? If we learn how to ask the Lord to teach you, then the Lord can bless you. Let me try to get you what I'm trying to get you to understand here. You see, when you pray for this and that, but when you ask the Lord to lead you, then what is about to happen, what you are asking for, you're about to get.
Yes, sir.
Because if he leads you, he's going to lead you to what you've been requesting for within.
Right.
Yes. You get no sense? He leads me beside the still water.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? He leads me. In other words, in your prayer life, you are asking for all sorts of things, but asking to teach me.
Yes.
Lead me. Protect me. So if God is leading you, well, he's going to lead you to the brand new home. He's going to lead you to the brand new car. He's going to lead a brand new job.
Right.
In other words, the job would not be a job, but the job would be a position.
Yes.
And there's a difference between a position and a job.
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, in your prayer, we got to start asking God to what? Lead us. Because if he lead me and guide me, he's going to bring me to where I need to be. I know you're asking for riches and gold and all that. He can lead you to the gold. You're looking for the diamonds. He can lead you to the diamond. He can lead you if you just allow him to lead your life. So all time now, we don't have to be in welfare, we can fare. So all we have to do is ask God to what?
Lead
me.
Yes.
Guide me.
Yes.
Hold me.
Yes.
Teach me.
Yes.
And then God is going to bless me. Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And as you walk in the light, that beautiful light.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all know him in the house. He will be a light, a lamp, my feet, and a light unto my path. In other words, as I walk along the way, God will open up the way. So you got to ask the Lord to lead you, guide you, protect you in your path. I'm trying to take that out of it. I'm trying to take this because when you allow God to do the leading, then you'll stop the stumbling.
Yeah. Right.
See, because when you lead yourself, you stumble. It's hard.
Right.
When God leads you, there's no stumbling, there's no falling. It's just a pathway to your blessing. So when you pray, kind of turn your prayer around a little bit. Take time for that. That ain't no overnight thing.
Yeah.
But insert this lead me. See, because you're asking God to lead you you're asking him to lead you because you really don't know how to handle what you're about to go into. And you don't know what you're gonna find. It's almost like carpentry. You don't know what's behind the wall. Termites. Wall.
Yeah.
So you got to ask God to lead me.
Yes.
To my blessed place.
Yes.
That's what David did, leading beside still water. Guide me. The old folks said, guide me over. Thou great Jehovah.
Yes.
Through?
Yes.
Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
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 They were saying that thing. Just lead me. Through this barren land. Yes. Tribulation, I said last Sunday, listen, don't come to me with, I'm too blessed to be stressed. That's a foolish.
Sounds good.
I don't care how much you love the Lord. I don't care how much you pray.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast.